Okay, so we've all got those you know those dental office stories?
Right.
Those ones that are like maybe good, maybe bad, maybe just kind of weird, you know, the sterile blight lights, that whole thing. But like imagine if there was a place that just wanted to flip that whole script.
Yeah.
So that's what we're diving into today, right? We're looking at Orlando Dental Center and how they're really trying to do something, well, kind of different.
Yeah, I mean, what's interesting about Orlando Dental Center, they're over at 300 Gatlin Ave. They're open Monday through Friday, even Saturdays, which is good to know. Helpful. They even do walk-in emergency appointments.
Wow.
But it's more than just that, right? It's the whole, like, the vibe. It's different.
It's the vibe, yeah. Because, like, picture this, right? You walk in, and instead of that, like, antiseptic smell, it's like fresh coffee.
Interesting.
And people are just, like, chatting and being friendly. It's wild. How do they do that?
Well, I think it's deliberate. You walk in and it's all about comfort, right?
Yeah.
That coffee smell, the sound of the conversations, it's all very like calming, you
So
know?
conscious, yeah.
Totally. So it's not just about we fix teeth, it's we care about your whole experience, you know?
For sure, for sure. And leading this whole charge, they've got Dr. Fearis Maroof. Pretty impressive background, actually. Yeah.
Absolutely. Temple University, graduated with honors, which, you know,
That's not easy.
not at all. And then went on to Nova Southeastern University. And that place is known for being cutting edge, you know, really pushing dentistry forward.
Okay, so he's got the skills, obviously, but what's that tell us about how he actually approaches, you know, being a dentist?
I think it shows he's all about staying current, you know, the newest tech, the latest techniques. He wants to be at the forefront. We see that at Orlando Dental Center, right?
Right.
They use those metal-free crowns, mercury-free fillings.
Right. Which, you know, we're hearing more about those these days.
For sure.
But for anyone who's not totally sure, why are those the better options?
So metal-free crowns, they're amazing compared to the old ones with the metal,
Yeah.
right? Those can look kind of fake, even cause allergies sometimes.
Yikes.
Yeah, no fun. And mercury-free fillings, way better for you. The old
Well.
ones, the amalgam, had mercury, and that's not good,
Yeah, I mean,
obviously.
not good at all. So it's health and looking good, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it's not just him. The whole team there, they have something like 43 years of combined experience.
That's a lot of experience.
It is. Plus, they have 10, count them, 10 master certifications between all of them.
Okay, 10 master certifications. That sounds, I mean, impressive, but what does that actually mean for, like, you know, me as the patient?
It's like this. Those certifications mean they haven't just stopped learning. They've gone deeper, you know, specialized.
Yeah.
Like a master's certification in implants. That means they're not just placing implants, they're like
They're with next
experts.
level, yeah.
Exactly. It shows they're really dedicated to giving, you know, the best care possible.
Right. And speaking of the team there, I keep hearing this phrase, family oriented. What's the deal with that?
I think for them, it's not just a saying. They really seem to want to build relationships, you know? Like one patient, Andy, he said that Iris, she's on their staff, said she was as comfortable as one of my old friends.
Oh, wow. So it's like they're breaking down that barrier, that whole
Yes.
like dentist patient thing can be a little,
Oh, absolutely,
you know.
for sure.
So they're going for something different, but it's more than just like being nice, right? It's still healthcare. It can be scary, stressful, all that.
Exactly. You've hit the nail on the head. Being welcoming is great, but it's got to be deeper than that, right? In healthcare, trust is everything. And you build trust by being open, understanding what the patient's worried about, all of it.
So it's like they're trying to actually, like, I don't know, change how we think about dental care.
I think so. They're saying it's not just about your teeth, it's about you. Building that trust, making you feel empowered, and making sure you feel good about the whole experience. It's pretty cool.
It's kind of like they're saying, hey, going to the dentist doesn't have to be this big, scary thing, you
Right.
know?
Totally. And they back it up too, like with their whole emergency care thing. Remember how they're cool with walk-ins?
Oh, yeah, that's huge.
Right. It shows they get it, you know. Stuff happens. You chip a tooth, you get a crazy toothache, you need help. Like now,
Yeah,
they're there for you.
totally. Not just about those perfectly planned appointments.
Exactly. It's that whole community vibe again. They're there for the everyday stuff, but they're also there when things go wrong.
Speaking of being there for people, I was reading what Sally, one of their patients, said, and she was talking about how comfortable the staff made her feel.
Oh, yeah.
And I thought, you know, that's not something you hear every day about, like, a dentist's office.
Definitely not. I mean, feeling safe, comfortable, that makes a huge difference no matter what kind of healthcare we're talking about. When you're relaxed, you're going to talk to your doctor more, ask more questions. you know?
Makes sense. Yeah.
It can totally change the whole experience.
Right.
And it sounds like Orlando Dental Center, they get that. Deborah, another patient, she said, it was great. Like, from the second I walked in, the whole staff makes you feel right at home.
Okay, so they've nailed that welcoming atmosphere.
Seemed like it.
But it makes me wonder, is it just the staff? Or is there something more going on? Like, you could have the best dentist in the world, but if the whole place feels, I don't know, cold?
Right, exactly. You're onto something. A good team. That's essential. Mm-hmm. And Orlando Dental Center, they've got a team of 18, all dedicated to giving that top-notch care. And you can tell from how their patients talk about them.
They're not just, like, winging it, either. They have those core values, right? Integrity, compassion, and excellence. But how do they actually, like, live those values?
You're right to ask. It's easy to say those words, right? But what do they really mean when it comes to treating patients?
Yeah, like, give me an example.
Okay, so integrity. That could be as simple as being upfront about costs, you know?
Yeah.
No hidden fees, no surprises. Or being really clear about what your treatment options are, even if they're not the most profitable for them.
Okay, I see. And compassion.
Compassion is all about really listening to the patient. Some people are scared of the dentist, right? A compassionate approach means taking the time to hear those fears, not just brushing them off. It's about making someone feel seen and heard.
Right. Not just like a number on a chart.
Exactly. And then there's excellence. We've already talked about the technology they use, but it's also about constantly learning, improving their skills, always striving to be the best they can be. That's excellence in action.
So it's like a whole philosophy almost.
It is. It's about shifting the focus from just fixing teeth to taking care of the whole person. And that's pretty different from what a lot of us are used to, right?
For sure. And, you know, it's not just about the basics either. I mean, they've got everything. Teeth whitening, veneers, implants, extractions, you name it.
They really do cover it all. And I think that's great, you know? It's about giving people options,
yeah.
Helping them achieve the smile they've always wanted.
Right. And it's not just about, like, vanity or anything.
No, not at all.
It's about, like, that feeling you get when you smile and you feel good about it. Like that story we heard about the patient who got implants. He was almost in tears because he was so happy.
Oh, yeah. I remember that one. He was so blown away he could barely speak.
Oh.
And that's the power of this kind of approach, right? It's not just about fixing a problem. It's about changing someone's life.
It really makes you think, doesn't it? Like, how much our smile impacts, you know, everything.
It's huge. How we see ourselves, how other people see us.
Right. It's powerful stuff. And it goes back to what we were saying about Orlando Dental Center and that whole, like, holistic approach, you know?
Absolutely. They seem to get that connection right between your teeth, your smile, and how you feel about yourself.
It's like they're saying, look, we're not just going to fix your teeth. We're going to make sure you feel good about it, too.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a really important point for all of us to think about. So, like, imagine your ideal healthcare experience. And I don't just mean the dentist. I mean any doctor, any healthcare provider. How important is it that they actually listen to you, that they get where you're coming from?
That's huge, right? I mean, we always talk about how skilled a doctor is, but what about how they actually make you feel?
It's everything. And what's so interesting about Orlando Dental Center, I think they understand that. They've built this whole system around making you feel comfortable, being really open and honest with you, and using the best, most up-to-date ways to take care of you. That's patient-centered care, you know.
It really makes you realize that the best healthcare, it's not just about, like, fancy equipment or whatever. It's about remembering that there's a person, a human being, on the other side of that chair.
100%. And maybe that's the biggest takeaway here today. When you're looking for someone to take care of you, whether it's your teeth or anything else, don't just look at their resume. Look at how they treat people. Because when you find someone who gets you, who makes you feel seen and heard, that's when you know you're in good hands.
So true. So yeah, next time you're picking a doctor or heck, even a dentist, remember that. It's about more than just fixing what's broken. It's about finding someone who really cares. And who knows, you might just end up with a healthier, happier you because of it.